indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Open the floor for public concern. Hearing none. Entertain a motion to approve the May 8th monthly board meeting minutes.
Make a motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Question by Rich. Questions on the minutes? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the year-end meeting minutes for May 29th.
Make a motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions on those minutes? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Motion to approve the treasurer's report for May 2024. That's the year-end report.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions on the treasurer's report? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. No correspondence. Old business, water tank inspection.
I was just going to report that the water tank is up for inspection. Well, it's actually a little bit past its five-year inspection. We called and scheduled that, and they will get us on the schedule as soon as possible.
Okay. So we'll just leave it on till we get it done?
Yep.
All right. Any other old business? I just want to mention under old business, I guess. I got a company coming in tomorrow to look at the floors, to replace the floors here, and I got another one coming in on Monday. And so hopefully I'm going to ask that all the quotes be back by the end of June, so that we can award at the July meeting, and then we'll schedule to start getting this stuff done in here.
Yay.
New business, Valley Paving quote.
This is for the Mirror Street project.
Yep.
This is the one you got, right?
Yes.
So this is piggybacked off the county contract?
Correct.
Okay.
And this does the whole length of Mirror Street.
All right.
All the way to 203.
From 203 all the way to the end.
All right, you want to make a motion to approve it?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Rich.
Second
by Charlie. Any questions on this? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Justice Court audit. Guy and I will be reviewing the books on Saturday during the village cleanup. So we'll
move that to next meeting.
Leave those to approve till next meeting, yes.
Okay.
Police vehicle quote.
So you have in your packets the quote we got from Bob Johnson Ford. Apparently, I was surprised that it's a different dealer, but it's the same dealer as we had in the past. They participate in the state bid, so this is, we don't need multiple bids. Total cost for the new vehicle, it's the same vehicle as we've gotten the last two times, the Interceptor utility. All the same specifications. I think the only difference is that the chief added an extra light, because the two that we have now, the way that they were ordered, they're a little hard to see when they, when they've got them, the lights on, and they've got somebody pulled over. When it's a little hard to see the lights, they're, because they're inside the vehicle.
Okay.
They are a little hard to see. So he got an extra light where he thought would be helpful to make it more visible. I can't, there is a 20-page version of this, which would probably have the detail on that cost, but I believe it's only a couple hundred dollars for that extra light, so it's not, in the grand scheme of things, a big deal. As I understand it, if we were to go forward with this within the next month or so, we're probably looking at sometime in the fall to receive the vehicle. It comes to the dealer first, and then they ship it down to Long Island, where they put the lights and the other police detail into that, and it comes back up here. So the question is, honestly, you know, in brief discussions, people seem okay with this price. I thought it was a little high, but it is what it is, because we're not going to get any lower. So, but it, we do need to figure out how we want to pay for it. I'm not certain, although I think Bob said that we had about $20,000 in the police vehicle.
Yeah, I'm trying to look that up right
okay.
now.
So Bob's looking that
it's
up.
It's not on the treasurer's report?
No, it wasn't.
No, it's in the New York class thing.
Yeah.
Why doesn't that get attached?
Sometimes it does.
She doesn't usually attach them. I usually pull them up when I know we need to look at it, but now I'm trying to figure out what the hell is her, what their web address is.
Well, maybe it would be convenient to have it attached next time.
So either, well, once we figure that out, we'll just need to determine what the financing for that. So usually we go around and we have a couple of the banks that we've worked before. We just work that out.
Yeah, and the rates are going to be high.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the last vehicle we bought, the payment was $9,300 a year. So it'll be higher this time, probably more like 12 or 13. But we'll see. In over 4 years.
Let me see if I'm in.
Well, if that's a state contract price, I don't think you're going to get better than that.
Well, sometimes you do, but... 1, 8, 3, 5, 6. So police equipment fund stands right now at $25,040. Okay. And actually we just moved money into that too.
I think she already did it.
You didn't do the transfers yet though, you gotta do them tomorrow.
No, I already did them. Accepted them for on payday last week.
Okay, well, what's she talking about transfers that they got to be approved?
That was last week. She asked me to approve two wire transfers.
No, there were two came today.
Oh, another two?
Well, I don't know what they're for, but I'm assuming that those, I thought those were them, so.
No, I approved two last week for her.
All right, because we put in, I don't know, wasn't the $6,500 this year?
27
something, yeah. So. Anyway, so if we have 25,000 there, that's still financing
36,000.
So. And that would be over 5 years, right?
We usually do 4 years, but we could I mean, if rates are high, I probably don't want to do 5 years.
Yeah, yeah, so 4 years.
So if we do 4 years at 36, I can...
How many years do we get out of them?
We get 8 years typically out of them, although we might be able to get more. We'll see. That's another question about what we want to do with the now 8-year-old vehicle.
How many miles it got on it?
I'm not sure.
It should be in the report.
Unfortunately, not a report this month.
Did you check your box?
I didn't check it on the way in.
Oh, let me go check. Maybe he did put it in there.
Okay. It wasn't there last night, so... yeah, in talking to the chief, he said he would like to keep it on as a spare, but we've talked about that before. It's like,
well, you gotta pay more. You gotta pay insurance. You gotta pay, right. You know, just to have a car hanging around. I mean, you're talking another $2,000-$3,000.
I hear you. That's why, you know.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't surplus it and get as much value for it.
We might be able to
get
$6,000 or $7,000.
Yeah, I say surplus it. Okay. That's what I say.
I mean, I think that makes sense. That I just wanted to communicate what he wanted to do. Okay, so I can pass that message along once we get this vehicle. That we'll package it up.
Yeah, that's not something falling away.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
But it's, I think it's somewhere like 60, in the mid-60s, high-60s probably. But that's, those are driven miles versus, you know, how many hours it's been sitting or idling.
Mm-hmm. So, you want to approve this tonight or you want to wait and see what the...
Let's get the financing and then we can approve the whole thing.
Okay.
Or we'll get the quotes for the financing so next month we can...
I don't think they're going to lock you in, though, until you're ready to take the money, which probably wouldn't be the fall. So.
Yeah, so maybe we'll actually do better if they go down a little bit before we lock you.
It'd be nice if they drop the rates a little.
Although I don't think we'll make it to the next quarter.
All right.
Okay, so that's that. If people want to see the detailed quote, Missy has a copy of it. She can distribute it to anybody who wants it. Or... If you could just do that anyway, and you can look at it at your leisure, if you're interested.
I can email it to all of you tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's like 20 pages, so yeah, I'll just send it out via email so you can look at it if you want.
I'm good. You don't have to send it to me.
I'm going to say it's state bid, so it's...
Yeah, if you're interested in any of the details on the specs. No.
If you guys are set with it, that's all I care about.
Yeah, it's the same vehicles as before. They've been, with the exception of the motor and... The newest car where we had to get that replaced completely. It was a defect, so.
Would we auction the other one or keep it as a spare?
I think we talked about surplusing it, auctioning it off to get the dollars.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see much point in keeping it around. I mean, it's just another vehicle on the insurance, another license you got to pay for. It's just
if we get some money for it.
Yeah, and if
and it's not going to get that much use.
Right, and if we did things like we had more parades where we needed more vehicle control and things like that, but we just don't have the call for it.
Right, and
if we had more
things
hours
like
in our budget, we could have more police officers. But you know,
well, if we could find more police officers to work.
All right, so we'll move that to old business for next month.
Yep.
All right, so next up is resolution.
Well, actually, I have one thing for new business that I forgot to put on there.
Yeah.
I wanted to see if we could do music in the park again. And I talked to Barry, and we're looking at Friday the 19th. We've been doing it for the last couple of years. I believe you give me the 300 in celebrations to use. And I just want to see if you guys want to do that again.
Is that July 19th?
Yes. We're looking at a Friday night this time. I'm hoping for some more peeps. Do you guys want to do it again?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good with it.
Yep.
Do we need a resolution or... I mean, it's already in celebration.
I mean, you already got the money in there, so.
Maybe just do it.
Did you give it to me?
Won't give it to you, but I'll give it to...
You gave it to the celebration, it's good.
July 19th.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at.
I put it in my calendar.
Me too.
7:00 PM?
I'm sorry?
7:00 PM?
Yeah, it's usually 7:00. All right, good.
Are you gonna try to find like a food truck or something to come with it?
Well, for a Friday night, maybe. I don't know, I'll have to see. Hate to make all them plans and then they rain out on us. Because they've done that before too and then gave us another date, so... I could look into that. Lynn has a food truck. Lynn, our animal control officer, she has a food truck. Maybe I'll call the chuck wagon. Lynn, you wanna go out to the park?
All right. Anything else under new business?
No.
All right, any trustees have anything to bring up before we do resolutions? All right, so resolutions, adjust 35 Church Street Water and Refuge Unit from two-family to single-family.
Yeah, so apparently, within the last 10, 15 years, this property has gone back and forth several times, which I don't know why.
Has it gone back and forth on the rolls or are they just not renting?
It's gone back and forth here with water and garbage. So I think at one point, somebody was using a part of it as an in-law. Somebody obviously in the village told on them and I probably gave them a two-unit for garbage and water. I don't recollect it, but that's all I can think of. Anyways, it went back and it's been kinda like it for 7 years. So in order to resolve it, I had Kevin go over and inspect it.
Okay.
And he did inspect it and sent me his findings that it is presently only a single family with one kitchen. And so we're moving it back.
All right.
So I have to credit that account, $165 for water and $200 for garbage.
Okay.
But yeah, I had Kevin do the due diligence and check out.
No, that's what I was gonna ask.
He's a new owner, so he was like, why am I getting charged too? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Apparently at some point, somebody used it as a two-unit for some reason. I mean, it happens in the village, people do it all the time illegally. He was like, well, I can assure you I'm not. I was like, okay, well, we can resolve this easily. And Kevin was very quick to do it for me, so I appreciated that. And we're all set with it. So I'll credit that on the SCA system with a debit.
So I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Okay, motion by Rich.
So it was Rich.
Second by Guy.
Guy.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried.
But just to answer your question, it is listed on the roll as only a single family.
Okay.
But we have a few like that in the village. They list them as a single family, but they really do use them as two. So when we find out that, we charge them extra water and garbage.
Yeah.
It really has...
They should be inspected so they get upgraded to 220s. And they should make sure, Kevin should make sure that they're, if there's two units in there, that the two units meet the code.
True.
So anyway. So we should do that if there's others that are there, but anyway. So entertain a motion to approve the records disposal notice.
Yes, you'll have that. We presented all the stuff that's ready for disposal, if there's anything on it that you wish to still keep anyway. Initial it and we will remove it from the pile. Other than that, this is all the stuff that's ready.
Make a motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions? Everybody happy with the list as it sits?
Yep.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to pay bills 1 through 27 in the amount of $42,757.11 in the general fund and $45,998.62 in the water fund and $4,462.54 outside of abstract.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Ryan, second by Rich. Questions on the bills?
Just have a clarification. It's $42,357.11.
$42,357.11. Is that not what I said?
I think you said 757.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes I do that. 357.11. 42,357.11 in the general fund. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Adjournment's in order.
Take a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Ryan. We are adjourned.